Nolte, 55% of likely voters say Tim Walz's stolen valor accusations are serious. By John Nolte on August 19, 2024. A Rasmussen Report survey shows that 55% of likely voters believe the credible stolen valor accusations against Tim Walz are serious. Only 48% disagree. Walz, the current Democrat governor of Minnesota and vice presidential nominee, has been credibly accused of stolen valor, which is the act of puffing yourself up in an undeserved way when it comes to serving your country, especially during war. While no one questions that Walz served 24 years in the Minnesota National Guard, he has never served in a combat zone. Nevertheless, he has said he carried weapons of war in war. This is not true. This is a lie. This is stolen valor. He has also accepted praise without correcting the speaker from those claiming he is a combat veteran. He is not a combat veteran. In fact, when Walz knew his unit was going to be called to serve in Iraq in 2005, Walz suddenly retired before his enlistment contract was up rather than lead his unit into an actual war zone. What's more, Walz has been running around for two decades claiming he retired as a command sergeant major. The truth is that this promotion was revoked because he abruptly retired before his contract was up and did not finish the sergeant major's academy. Therefore, Tim Walz retired as a master sergeant. A majority of 55% of black voters said the allegations are serious, as did 67% of Hispanic voters. When Rasmussen asked these 1,158 likely U.S. voters if these credible stolen valor accusations against Walz make you more likely to vote for Harris or less likely to vote for Harris, 34% said less likely, 16% said more likely, and 45% said it will make no difference. When asked if it would be better for Kamala Harris to stick with Tim Walz as her vice presidential running mate, or to choose someone else as her running mate, 50% said it would be better to stick with him, while 29% said it would be better to choose someone else. With the corporate media running cover for Walz, even as they denigrate Republican vice presidential nominee Sen. J.D. Vance's actual service in Iraq as a U.S. Marine, it is difficult to see Harris dumping him. My guess, and this is just a guess, is that if Republicans intend to make hay out of this, and there is hay to be made, it will be after this week when Walz is safely and officially installed as the Democrat vice presidential nominee. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.